And welcome back to Hoop Tech. Ron Polinsky, Ron Jans, Jared Kozar from AM 930 and FM 100.3 WEOL. Pleased you could join us for our annual Boys Basketball Coaches Preview Show. 18 coaches between 6 and 9 o'clock in Lorain County taking 10 minutes or so to tell us about their teams and then stay up here at Hoop Tech and get a little bit of pizza and get a chance to talk a little bit and converse. I think that's always one of the things that I get out of this is these guys genuinely like each other. You see guys getting a chance before they compete against each other to spend a few minutes together, Ron.
And they stick around afterwards.
That's exactly right.
Absolutely.
So we've got Jason Christensen who's joining us. And Jason now, and I believe his third, maybe fourth year with the Clearview Clippers, taking over for John Sally. And Jason, first off, appreciate your time. Thanks very much. I know you were busy tonight. I believe you had a scrimmage. What can you tell us about how the early season has gone for the Clippers?
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having us tonight. And we did just finish up with a scrimmage in, with Valley Forge, and ironically we had Brookside in the gym, a conference foe. So we're just trying to put it together right now. It was a long football season for us, so we're not used to what Avon's used to. And we're just getting some of our guys into the gym. Actually, Aiden Cruz's first day was today. So we're trying to get our guys back and get healthy and get prepared for this season.
So how do you go about that when you when Clearview hasn't had the success that they used to have, per se, and certainly since you've been the head coach, how do you kind of go about this as your first time getting off to that late start? Do you talk to other basketball coaches that have success in football and see how they do, or how are you going about this?
Yeah, we scrimmaged. We had some open gyms with Avon and Mike's team, and I talked to him a little bit about that. And you know, the things he said about you know your preseason kind of definitely changes a lot. You didn't have a traditional tryout, so we pretty much knew what we had coming back with our varsity guys, and you know, right now we're just trying to let them get their legs, their basketball legs. Conditioning's a little bit different in that regard, and some of them guys were a little bit banged up when you play 13 weeks and you've been going since, you know, June playing football and beating your body up. It takes some time to get back.
Jason, we talked to Mike Fitch specifically about the quarterback that they have at Avon who got hurt in the Olmsted Falls game and his success on the basketball floor. I want to talk about your quarterback, who I think you know very well. And he was impressive as a quarterback, great poise, leadership, length. How is he as a basketball player?
Sorry. You know, we sprinkled him in last year as a freshman. He's one of our better shooters, just pure shooters from the outside. You know, we're bringing a lot of seniors back, so I think we have a good mix. We're going to have another sophomore that's going to play a lot for us at the post position. So, you know, Sai can shoot it, and he's got to work on his defense. He's got some other things to work on. But, you know, he's definitely still trying to get his basketball legs back as well. You know, they just finished a week ago, the Friday before last. So, you know, I try to give them some time this week and let them decide when they want to come back. I didn't want to pressure them to getting back in, just give them a week off or whatever they need. Some guys came back right away, and some guys took a few more days. And like I said, Aiden just got back in the gym today. So we're definitely working to get back at it.
You talked about Aiden. You just mentioned him. You know, Aiden Cruz, obviously both a fantastic two-way player for Coach Mike Collier on that football team. Very good baseball player. What type of basketball player is he? How would you, if nobody had ever seen Aiden play basketball before, and you were prepping them to walk into the gym on a night with a competitive game, how would you prep them? Say, watch this kid. This is what he does.
Well, it's kind of funny you say that because I was looking at him in the gym tonight, and he's this big, strong senior now, and he started for me as a freshman at the point guard position, and he did not look like that. So. You know, he's grown into his body and he's matured and he's a superior athlete. But you know, we can have him play at the point guard position still. He could play at the forward. He was guarding we scrimmaged with Valley Forge tonight, and they had a big guy in the middle, and he was guarding the center for us. You know, so like I think he can guard all positions. I think offensively, he can play at that point guard spot, and he'll have the calmness to bring the ball up. But if we want to get him in the mismatch in the post, we can use him there. So, you know, we have a lot of athletes. We have a lot of guys that played football and basketball. So, you know, we're really excited about that, and we want to utilize that athleticism.
Coach, where do you think you guys fit in the LCA? What might the expectations for this year's team be?
Oh, wow. You know, we have high expectations, and, you know, the success at the football level this year was tremendous, and we're hoping that, you know, we have a lot of football guys on our team, and we're hoping that success carries over, that winning culture, that attitude. And we have some good basketball players as well that, you know, like Jai Walton, some other guys that we're bringing back that, you know, are just basketball players. But, you know, we want to use our athleticism. And I think we're going to, you know, we went to 12 wins last year. We were 7-7 in our league. And, you know, we really expect to be challenging for that league this year.
All right. Well, Coach, we really appreciate the time. Want to wish you continued success. And we look forward to watching you and the Clippers all throughout the 23-24 campaign. And Coach Sally, one of your big supporters, also dialed in tonight, wishing you the best of luck this year.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. We can never, you know, we appreciate everything Coach Sally did for us in Clearview and the program and building it the way he did. And we're just trying to bring it back some and get those wins going again and do the best we can over here. So, you know, I appreciate you guys having us on. Our kids appreciate the coverage.
That's our pleasure. That's Jason Christensen, the head coach of the Clearview Clippers. Hour number two is done. We'll take a timeout for news. We'll be back with Wellington head coach Anthony Schmuck. We'll have that conversation coming up next. And news is next on AM 930, FM 100.3, and online at WEOL.com.